Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 29th day of September, last Sunday in September. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Sam's over here dancing. There's only one thing to do after that. Bring on D-Led. Good morning, D. Orlando Ledbetter. And this is our...
Hey, good morning, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me this morning.
I thoroughly enjoyed, after the last game the Falcons played, hearing your voice on national TV. I just, you know, it was just so... And the response was... What was that back and forth like? Because you guys, I mean, everybody must have been wanting an answer or get a thought on the official's call or lack thereof.
Yeah, it was a bang-bang play. I was on the phone with the league office and the ref, and the conference started already. And so once I got off the phone with them, I went right into the question on, coach's take on the, holding penalty on not being caught on Kyle Pitts. And so he didn't want to touch it. Because he didn't want to get fined, so he came up with his "I like my money, Led." I was like, "Yeah, I understand, but you know, that's the play that everybody's going to be talking about." So, you know, I had to ask him. It didn't matter if he was going to say anything or not, but you know, he didn't want to criticize the officials, but you could still make a general observation. And so that's what I was trying to get out of him.
Trying to get that, but he wasn't going to give you that because I like my money, Led.
No.
I like my money, Led.
We need to make some T-shirts.
We
Ooh.
Do.
Ooh. We gotta say, he said it out loud so nobody can steal it from
us. Man, we should be printing them and selling them as people go into the stadium today.
Somebody Led. Don't take the idea now.
We printing them things. I don't know.
Better make sure D-Led gets his cut.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline on this game day Sunday with D. Orlando. Ledbetter. He is social. You can find him at D Orlando AJC at D Orlando AJC. D Led, I don't know how you feel. The record at 1-2. To me, we're in good shape because our win is over a conference opponent. Our losses are against AFC opponents, and today the division starts.
Yes, no question about it. Those teams are also 8-1. Some of the best teams in the league. So you played them good, but pulled one out. Now when you, step into your division where these games mean a lot more, can you maintain that high level of play that you came out with to start the season? So that's going to be the challenge for the Falcons here today and on Thursday night when the Bucs come to town.
All right, D-Led, let's start. I guess we got three games under our belt. Got a pretty good idea what we have. What kind of grade would you give Kirk Cousins so far?
I think he would give himself a C right now. It's a little disjointed. They're finding their way. He's getting connections established with, all of his receivers, Drake London, Mooney, and we saw him hit Kyle Pitts over the top. So those have to grow. They have to keep growing and, make this offense multidimensional to the point where Kansas City can't shut down the run and make you pass like they did last week, holding Bajan to 31 yards on 16 carries.
That was also last week when we had some things with the offensive line, had to do some retooling and reshuffling. What about the line today? Because that's going to be very important against this Saints defense.
Yeah, that's why I was watching all week at practice during the open periods. And Ryan Neuzel start at center. And Storm Norton will start at right tackle for Caleb McGarry. Those guys came in, and the offense was off to a hot start, scoring on two of their first three drives. And then the injuries hit. They went into a little funk and then got a rolling late. So those guys have been at practice all week, and they look really good. Look like they are getting lower and faster, and they got Bajan running a little bit lower to the ground, because they think they can run the ball against the Saints, who gave up 172 yards last week to the Eagles.
All right, well, you talked about the offensive side. Let's talk about the defensive side. Going into a game where we've already got to notice that Alvin Kamara's kind of banged up. He's been getting it done so far these first few games of the season for the Saints. But him coming in nicked up a little bit, how are you feeling about this defense handling the rest of this offense of the Saints?
Yeah, and Olave's nicked up. He showed up late on the report. Those are the two main weapons for Derek Carr. But, you know, they do have a good backup in Jamal Williams. He's the running back from Detroit who led the league with 17 touchdowns 2 years ago. So they have a capable backup. He's not as explosive as Kamara, but, you know, you can't just dismiss him. And then in the passing game, the Rashid kid, former returner, number 22, he's also pretty dynamic, and they could pass the passing load over to him if Olave can't go full steam today.
What do you make of Derek Carr? I mean, he's been around the league, and, you know, is he doing what you thought would he be doing this far along with the Saints this season?
Yeah, he's a solid NFL quarterback, went to a couple Pro Bowls, was a victim of some bad defenses in Oakland and Las Vegas. So more than capable quarterback. You can't really take him lightly, but, you know, he's not Peyton Manning or anybody, but a good NFL quarterback.
And the funny thing is, I was going to talk about that other quarterback who the Falcons are going to face Thursday night, who is also having a season that people are going, I didn't expect this, and that's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, no doubt. He salvaged his career down in Tampa last year. Dave Canales was a big part of that, helped him get the Panthers job. And now Baker is really simple down there. They can't run the ball, but Baker knows how to get the ball to Mike Evans. and if Mike's covered, he gets it to Chris Godwin. So, you know, their offense is about as predictable as it gets, but he's that's how he's executing, and he's doing pretty efficiently.
Yep. It's been a time to reflect a little bit, starting Sunday night, and then coming up on Thursday, the Falcons honoring, Mr. Blank and then Matt Ryan. You know, usually we see one of these ceremonies during the course of a season, D-Led, and this year we're seeing two on two separate occasions with the Falcons being on in prime time.
Yeah, no doubt. And so I got a call last week from Coach Mike Smith, and he was really excited to be back in the stadium. He thought the team was great. He appreciated Arthur Blank and what he's done for the team and the city. And it was really looking forward to this one on Thursday for Matt Ryan and his, his job that he did in helping the city, get back in love with the Falcons after the dogfighting trial and making them a perennial playoff team for years. And, we failed to appreciate some of his good times here as they fell on hard times once he left. So, Matt, it'll be good to see Matt, and great to always talk with Coach Smith, and happy for Arthur Blank and all he's done for the city, maybe getting a second Super Bowl here. So it's been a good career for both of those, fine career for the great businessman, one of the leaders of our time, and a great job by the quarterback.
You can say it would be his second championship because he got one with Atlanta United.
Yeah.
So get himself another one here. Like you think he won that Falcons first. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we go into game four, is there something that we should keep an eye out for, something we're missing, you know, that little something that folks aren't talking about that you've noticed with this Falcons team so far or that you should keep an eye out for?
Oh, yeah, I think everybody that's watched the Falcons have been looking for this pass rush to come alive. For years now.
Yeah.
But Matt Judon came on the injury report with a hamstring this week, so I'm going to watch him and see if they can get to the quarterback today. And the guy that we're watching is Troy Anderson. He's got to do a good job against Kamara. Caden Ellis is doing a great job at the other inside linebacker spot. So if you can get Troy Anderson going, that's going to really – make this defense a bit stingier. They got to stop the run. And those two guys, the pass rush and Troy helping Caden stopping the run, are the two big things going into the game today.
Got to talk some college ball. Did you step and watch that game last night out of Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, that was awesome. As soon as they got the ball, we're like, who's got number two? Who's got number two? So sure enough, they don't have number two and blew their lead there. So, but, you know, hey, you shouldn't have to rally like that. You shouldn't have to be down 30-3. So, you know, I think, you know, that was an exciting game, setting it up for a possible rematch in the playoffs where, you know, you can't come out and get down 30 to nothing in a big game like that. So I don't know if they weren't ready to play. We're going to put that on the coach. He doesn't get enough criticism when they do bad things. He was going to put that on Coach Kirby, not having his boys ready to play.
Ooh.
It's all right. Ooh. Hey, listen, and Noel, if you can bring John just a little bit here, because we've been talking to the Hall of Famer about sports.
Yeah.
Let's take a second and talk to our friend and ask D-Led, did you make it through the hurricane okay and no weather problems with your house and your family?
Yeah, everybody's good. And we had a function over here at the Smyrna Community Center last night. And our good friend Chesley McNeil from Channel 11, he got hit. The water hit his basement, so he wasn't able to make it. But nothing catastrophic. I do got some friends in Western North Carolina we got to check on. We got Bob Berghouse, one of the great baseball writers of our time from Milwaukee. He's up there. We're going to check on those folks. But, yeah, we, you know, it's just devastating what's happened here in the South. And, you know, maybe we got to rally together, make sure everybody's okay that made it through.
Yeah, I know that about Chesley. We'll reach out to him.
Yeah, man.
Give him a shout. I got some water in mind, D-Led, but I'm not complaining. I'm with a lot of other folks. So we thank you as always, buddy. And did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to?
No, I'll see him in a few hours.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good day today. D-Led, as always, we can't thank you enough, buddy.
Thanks, Led.
Sure, no problem, Greg and Sam. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.